welcome to episode 6 of the Turton School Parent Podcast. My name is Mrs. Blakely, and during this podcast we are discussing the support available for your Key Stage 3 child here at Turton. We wanted to inform you about revision for their Key Stage 3 end of year exams after the half term break, but also about the other support methods that we use throughout the year. Today we welcome Mrs. Lane, who will talk to you about the Key Stage 3 end of year exams and what that will look like for your child. Miss Bithell, who will explain our work ethic reports and the pathway to knowing what good work ethic looks like. And Mrs. Taylor, with information about the school library and how your child can use the resources for success. We hope you find the Parent Podcast useful, and if you need to get in touch, please do so through the contact page on the school website.
Hello, this is Mrs. Lane at Turton School, and I'm going to talk to you about something that you're probably bored to death with me talking to you about if you've read our parents' guide and seen our parents' video guide, but you can't hear enough, I don't think, because as a parent, myself, this is one of the most difficult times of the school year, which is to try to get my children to revise. Now, revision is one of those things that most children find very, very difficult, not because the task itself is difficult necessarily, although for some children it is, but more because it feels so frustrating to them. They feel as though they have already done this work and we're asking them to do it again. And so particularly for my son, for example, he finds this very frustrating. So the first thing to do, I think, is to be very kind to yourself and kind to your child, because they do find this really quite tricky. And I'm really talking about Key Stage 3 here, because I know that's year 7, 8, 9, because I know that Mrs. Edge has already talked a lot to our parents for year 11 revision and so on. So this is more about the beginning parts of revision, the opening bits, not when we're getting right to the wire with year 11. So once you've realised that you need to be gentle with yourself and your child, because often this creates frustration, I normally create a bit of a timetable. And if you haven't read that parent's guide to revision, it's got a sort of example timetable that might be useful. So you can always message me if you need that again. And the timetable just sort of breaks down all the subjects into little chunks that are nice to tick off, easy to follow, and not too overwhelming. And then I think also you have to agree a set time for the revision. So for example, my children do it before they do gaming, which is the highlight of their day, which is most upsetting to me because I hate gaming. But anyway, so they have to do it before the revision, before the gaming, which makes them much more motivated. And also they have a place where they do that as well, so they can't be wandering about tidying away in their bedroom or whatever. It's at my kitchen table, or I know some people just do it in the lounge or whatever, but not hidden away, because if you've got a student who gets really overstressed as well, that's no good, you know, being hidden away, because they can feel super stressed. And then you might need to finally to remind them about how to revise. So we do this at school, but they need reminding that for memorisation, they need to do some self-quizzing or pair quizzing if you've got time to test them a bit. And then for the practice, they just need to have a little look in their books about what advice teachers have given them about how to write their paragraphs or how to show they're working out in maths or that kind of thing. So it's self-quizzing or checking the books so they've got some good feedback about how to do their writing.
Hi, my name is Miss Bithell. I am the Key Stage 3 Work Ethic Lead here at Turton. I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about the work ethic reports we have here and how they work and what kind of successes we've had with them. So the reason that we developed the work ethic report was because we noticed there was a few pupils that were kind of overall working inconsistently throughout their subjects. In some subjects they were doing really well, in other subjects they were not doing as well. And we wanted to try and think of ways that we could support those pupils and also identify that their work ethic was also inconsistent. So we came up with the work ethic report as alongside a mentoring system that basically identifies pupils we think would be appropriate for the work ethic report, where it's not really about behavioural issues, it's more to do with an actual issue with work ethic. And they basically are given a 2-week report in which they aim for excellence in all their lessons. And we hope that by kind of having that focus on their work ethic for a little bit of time, that they're able to get into some better habits, such as starting their work without being asked, attempting every question, maybe putting their hands up a bit more, or answering a question in class, just to see if they can increase how much work they are doing and therefore hopefully their attention and also their grades. Now, we did some analysis on the success of the work ethic reports, looking at historic data and more present data, and we actually found something quite surprising, which was that at Turton, the kids are not great at moving from inconsistent to good on their own, and actually there was no child that moved from inconsistent to good without being on a work ethic report or having some form of intervention, be that mentoring or a report. This was obviously good for us, as we kind of saw that it was having an impact, and going forward we are always trying to tweak the reports and the system so that we are kind of identifying the most appropriate children for the job, and also trying to put the onus on support and also structure that the child can then use to try and help them, give them techniques that then can hopefully show them that they can work really hard, and that when they do work hard, their results go up, or even if their results don't go up, they feel more confident in their ability in class to be part of the community and have that whole class approach to teaching. So thank you. If you have any kind of questions, just contact the school regarding work ethic reports, and I'll be really happy to discuss anything further with you.
Hi, my name is Mrs. Taylor and I'm the librarian here at Turton. I'm going to be talking to you today about using the library for success. The most obvious thing we think of when we think of the library is the fiction selection, the huge range of books where you can come and enter the library and disappear off into another world. And they are really great for expanding vocabulary and expanding students' imaginations, and we do really push reading for pleasure at Turton. Especially with our younger years, we try to get them in the library as often as possible so that they can read that selection of books. But really, for success at GCSE and beyond, it's our non-fiction section often that's most important to our students. We have a large, up-to-date non-fiction selection. I make a point of buying books which are relevant to the curriculum and interesting to our young learners, so that they have books which are engaging. We also have some computers in the library, so if they need something that's really fresh, hot off the press, or if they need to access Teams, they can do so in the library as well. Using these resources, students can do a range of things. They can work on their homework. So I will support them with homework if needed, but an awful lot of our students now are quite independent, so they'll come in, use the resources to get their homework done so they're not having to take any homework home. Sometimes they'll come in a friendship group to do that, sometimes they'll just come and sit on their own and have some quiet time to work through the tasks they've got to do for that day. Another great thing about using the library is they can come here to do revision. Again, one of the best ways that we've found is actually for students to come here with a small, sensible friendship group to come to work together on the topics that they're all working on at the same time, so that they can help each other out where they've got gaps in learning. I'm here all the time to support them if needed, but a lot of the time coming with peers, it makes things a little bit more interesting and maybe makes it feel a bit more accessible and like it's for everyone. So students are very welcome to come here and revise. It's a really great time to just get into a routine coming into the library. I'm open before school, at breaks and lunches usually, and after school every day until 4 o'clock. So there's always time for students to find a little bit of space to come in here, settle down with their books, get the things done that they need to do. They know that they've got a member of staff here all the time to support them if they need to, but it gets them in a really good routine. So if you've got a young person who's struggling with getting their homework done or getting themselves in a routine, or they just don't know where to start with resources in books or online, then they can come to the library, have a chat with me, and I will help to get them started. Okay, so hopefully this is helpful advice. Feel free to get in touch with me if you need to for any more information.
Thank you for listening to the Turton Parent Podcast, and feel free to provide any comments or feedback for future editions via our email info@turton.uk.com.